Hey there, folks. Welcome to the podcast. The first I'm Not Kevin podcast.
What a
disaster.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, I had some fun. Started off a little rough, but did have a good time recording it eventually as we kind of got settled in. First episode was been with my wife. She didn't really know we were going to do a podcast until I told her, hey, sit down, we're going to record a podcast. So a little unprepared for this first one, but it was just a good test. Hope you guys get something out of it, get a feel for what this podcast is going to be about in the future, and we should be getting better as we go. Going to edit this one up, and just wanted to introduce it and talk about how well it went or how not so well it went, but about halfway in, we settle in and actually have some good conversations, so that's probably a better indicator of what the podcast overall is going to be about. So sit back, listen, enjoy the tunes, enjoy the conversation, and look forward to doing the next one, so check it out. So the music you're hearing is On the Radio by the band The Filthies. They were a local Bakersfield band for many years in the early 2000s that we followed around at our house quite a bit, and we're friends with the guys in the band, and they've allowed us to use the music for the bumper music for the podcast. So if you have questions about the music, let me know and I'll see if we can get you a CD or something. So enjoy. Welcome to the podcast. Surprise, we're recording.
Nice.
Did you expect that?
This ought to be fun.
So welcome to the episode one, inaugural episode of the I'm Not Kevin podcast. I'm not Kevin. My name's Sean Holdsworth. I'm the host. With me across the table, desk, whatever you want to call it, is my wife, Tanya.
Hi there, everybody.
They're not going to respond. So this is episode one, like I said, of the podcast. We kind of just threw it together and are going to wing it a little bit. I'd planned on interviewing our daughter, McKenna, for the first episode. And that one might get posted first, depending on when I get to interview her. But
he's stuck with me this time.
We're going to wing it. I had more notes prepared, I think, for hers, but she bailed on me. She's got quite the
social life
and schedule. So, welcome to the podcast. Being the first one, I figured we would talk about where the podcast came from, kind of what drove it, the name, and then just chat with the wife and give you some background on her. And I'm sure we'll have her on again at some point, but that's kind of. How's life?
Life's good. It's been excellent.
Yep.
Happy I'm on vacation.
Got to rub it in, don't you?
Yep.
So, the name of the podcast, I'm Not Kevin, kind of comes from a long story, a long history of being born and raised in Bakersfield. For some reason, a lot of people around town think they know me, and they don't. A lot of people do know me. But a lot of people that think they know me don't know me. I've joked with Tanya forever about how people think that my name is Kevin. I've had multiple people come up to me and start conversations with me or continue conversations with me on stuff that's happened in the past with some guy named Kevin, and they think I'm that guy.
And they just won't believe him.
No, I've had to actually argue with people about my name being Kevin or not. Stories from people that thought they worked with me to people that thought I sold them a lawnmower at a yard sale.
That one's hilarious.
So, probably the last 20 years, people just think they know me. It's kind of weird, but, so we're just kicking around ideas around what would be a good name for the podcast. And that's where that came from. I'm not Kevin. So you'll hear me say that a lot. I was thinking about naming Ink the Ink Podcast. So I'm not Kevin, just the...
Oh, that would have been clever.
But somebody already had that. So...
Understandably, you can't have that one.
So we're just going to chat around here a little bit. That was kind of the description of the podcast. So the basis of the actual podcast itself, so that was the basis of the name, but the basis of the podcast itself is going to be me initially here interviewing family and friends, just chatting about stories of their upbringing, their lives, their history with our family or just life stories. And anecdotal stories, just to bring in some entertainment. I think we always seem to get together with the family. We're real tight-knit extended family, and there's always stories that come out. So I thought, you know, it'd be a great idea to capture them and kind of archive them for our family to kind of carry on and have forever, and then also might be entertaining for some of the people out there in the interwebs. So that's the description of the podcast, and more to come. Hopefully they'll get better. We're kind of makeshift studio here at the house, and I'm sure there's creaking and stuff in the background. At some point tonight while we're recording, our son may come home and kick open the door and just start blabbering on about something. So we may be able to clean some of that up in the post edit, but we may just leave it in there for shits and giggles. So that's kind of what's going to happen around here. So moving along, Tanya.
Yes.
Tell us about Tanya.
Well,
what do you do? What are you? What you said you're on vacation.
Well, share why you're on vacation. I'm a wife, a mom, a Christian, and I teach for a living. So I just finished up my 11th year teaching, and I am on summer break. So I'm very excited.
She has to rub that in every chance she gets.
You bet, baby. So that means a lot of R&R, catching up on some fun TV shows, a little bit of shopping, tanning, swimming, all that jazz. So I'm pretty excited.
So Ty and I have been married for 21 years. And the last 11, like she said, she's been teaching. And it's been really nice. It's a really nice schedule for us. I mean, having kids, we have two kids, and time off when the kids are off, basically, and being able to handle the regular day-to-day stuff when the kids are off, especially when the kids are younger, when they both needed rides constantly and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Mom taxi kind of was in full effect.
Big time.
One of them is driving now and just graduated high school, and the other one is getting ready to start driver's ed tomorrow, actually.
So strange. They grow up too quick.
Yeah, for sure. But we'll talk more about that. So teaching, second grade.
Yep, second grade. Been teaching that for 11 years. I love it. It's a great age. They're too young to understand how to get too sarcastic and bossy with teachers. And you can kind of mold them to, behave pretty well in the classroom. So, and they're a lot of fun. They crack me up. They have lots of cool little jokes. So it's great. It's a great profession.
So people always ask me when they learn that you're a teacher, people that don't know you, that know me, you know, does she ever think about, of course, first thing they ask is you have about a half an hour drive. They ask, you know, doesn't she hate the drive? And then, do you ever think about moving into town where we live to teach and get on with the larger district? And I think the standard answer I've always given is that you prefer the English language learners.
Yep.
And kind of that environment, and that's kind of your passion. And I, that was the old reason. I assume it's still a valid reason.
That's a good part of it. And I have a great schedule. My kids during the month of December, they go to Mexico to visit some family. And so we do have a 4-week Christmas break, winter break, and which I love it because it gives me that extended break just like our summer. But our summers are a little bit shorter because we do have to put in those extra weeks during or just after Christmas. And so it's nice. It's really nice. Not long after we get started with the new school year, then I get an opportunity to get another week off in October, right when we're trying to get those systems in place and routines. You know, about ready to pull your hair out, then you do get a break off. So
I can vouch for that.
It's a great profession, especially since our kids now are 18 and 15. And I just really miss when they were younger, and I get a little dose of that when I go to work. So I should say a big dose of it. And I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. It's wonderful.
She says that when she's on vacation.
Yep. During the year, it's kind of rough. We've got some rough patches here and there, but I think that's a part of teaching.
Well-earned vacation.
You know, in the education world, they talk a lot about why reinventing the wheel, and it seems like those of you that are listening that are teachers, you understand what I'm getting at, is that they continually try to reinvent it a little bit. So, yeah. So it's a good profession. It's a good time.
Yep. Well, let's back up into where you came from. I mean, I'm sure eventually we'll get into how you became a teacher and how that path, but you didn't grow up in Bakersfield, right? You grew up mainly.
No, I didn't. I hope you can answer that.
Porterville, Visalia areas.
Porterville. Yeah. But grew up there.
Yep.
Moved here and met you.
That's the condensed version. We're trying to make this an hour long podcast. So,
all right. So how did we meet?
Well, we worked together.
Yeah,
JC
we did.
Penney's.
Yeah,
1993-ish.
Yeah, we met there, and the rest is history. So, got married and got on with life.
I'm giving Tanya a funny look because she's making every...
Yeah, this isn't my thing, but I'm participating, and it's enjoyable, but yeah, life's good. I don't know. I've been very happy for 21 years, so life's good, and he didn't have to pay me to say that either.
And she may be saying it just because it's on the podcast.
I'm on summer vacation.
So she's in a really good mood. She hasn't even been drinking.
No.
To go back a little bit, you know, we worked together at Penny's and kind of met, fell in love, did the whole thing, and ended up getting married. And back then, you had just graduated college.
Yep, I just graduated CSUB. From college, and I was basically as a college job. I was security at JC Penney's and met Sean, and shortly after I had graduated, then I went into just retail management, not quite sure really what I wanted to do with my bachelor's degree. And then not long after that, we ended up having our firstborn. And then a couple of years, when he was about 2-3 years old, I kept thinking, this is great. Kids are great. How about teaching?
Easy. This is easy. We could do kids again.
Yeah, we did it twice, and then our youngest, she was a handful, so we decided to stop there. Yeah, she was born a redhead, and we're like, what has happened? But yeah, she's great. She's a great kid, too.
And then we bought a house, and then the neighbors moved in not too long after us, and one of the wife was a... Hey, that sounded funny, the wife. Good friends, Karen. She's a teacher in Delano as well, and kind of turned Tanya onto that area for potential, and got your credential, and pretty much you applied a couple places, but you subbed for a long time, right? I mean, before you got your credential.
And the ideal thing at the time, it would just really had to do with timing, because I was done with my credential about the same time that... it was summertime, and so those schools that are on a modified schedule like that, they try to snatch up those teachers the quickest. So the outlining schools that typically have shorter summers, you know, they started interviewing before anybody else did. So, yeah, and I think it all worked out.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, for sure. You've been there a long time. I mean... Pretty much the same classroom, same grade level, same school since day one. So
I mean, I've tried to make some changes, but I kind of think God's got me right where He wants me. So
I mean, it's obviously change is good sometimes, but it's been a good thing for our family, just being that stability. And when they're talking locally in Bakersfield about pink slips for teachers and all that kind of stuff. You've never really had to go through that like a lot of teachers locally. So it's been really good for our family, and the stability's been nice. So we're definitely appreciative of that. Very, very blessed. So.
Yes.
So you moved to Bakersfield coming to college.
Yep. I sure did.
After going to Porterville College for a couple of years.
College, that's all they offer is that junior college. Yeah. So
Came to Bakersfield. And of course, after we got married and started looking at kids and stuff, it kind of drew the whole family from Porterville to Bakersfield. I mean, all your family was north of here.
That was so interesting how that worked out.
My family's all born and raised in Bakersfield for the most part, and Tanya kind of was the pinnacle or the beginning
was
of
a frontier.
Yeah, the frontier burner or whatever, the trailblazer. Coming from the Porterville area down to Bakersfield, and now the whole family's here. And we've been very, very fortunate to have my parents, your mom and stepdad, be very, very big part of our family and very close.
I don't have anybody left there. My best friend's still in Porterville, but my entire family moved here. It's great.
Yeah, I've just got to get Tamara to move down here.
Yep, I got to get Tamara to move down
so
here. That's right.
Hopefully we'll get her to listen to this podcast and she'll hear that. So it's been really nice. I mean, both sides of our family are very supportive and been real helpful to us over the years. Lots of grandkids staying the night at grandparents' houses, and grandmas picking up kids at school when they're sick or at work, and all that kind of stuff. So
very
we've been
fortunate.
Yep. Spoiled, actually. So for the most part, we're 15 minutes in, and that's all the notes that I have for Tanya.
Oh boy.
Wow. Other than I had the last bullet I had for talking points was whatever.
Oh, perfect.
So Tanya gets to talk about whatever.
And so does Sean. Or the guy over here across from me that people think is Kevin.
So yeah, I'm not Kevin is gonna talk, I guess. What do you want to talk about?
How about the journey ahead of us?
Oh geez.
After our kids graduate, what do you foresee for us?
Lots of college payments.
Yeah, probably not a trip to Tahiti or anything. Probably got to buckle down on those funds.
So we have one, our oldest just graduated high school, and he's going to go to JC to begin with and get his general ed out of the way as the plan, and then move on to bigger and better things. That he's planning on electrical engineering, and that's
a great occupation for him.
So that'll. He's got a lot of work ahead of him. Our second's going to be a junior next year, and so we'll have two in college at the same time, theoretically. And I got that to look forward to.
Yeah, that'll be a whole new phase for us.
That's going to be, it'll be a whole new phase for us, because they'll be pretty well independent and doing their own thing, especially once the younger one gets her driver's license, and that's going to be a weird deal.
She just asked us, our youngest just asked us earlier about traveling to Europe right after high school.
And when you say us, she didn't ask me. She must have asked you.
Well,
I didn't,
she asked me about it then. I thought she mentioned it again, but maybe she didn't. And I'm thinking, great, you're going to be 17 years old, graduating from high school, wanting to go overseas. And so I said, you better get a job real quick.
Yeah, you hear of kids doing that. You know, they take off for the summer or whatever, and after graduating high school, and they backpack across Europe and stuff like that. That just, I guess, as I've grown older, that seems interesting to me, but I would have never have thought of doing that right out of high school. I wouldn't have had the confidence or the world knowledge enough to even consider doing something like that. And I hear these kids that do it, and I just go, "What? How is that even an option? I mean, how would you even?"
What do they call us now? Like the helicopter moms? This whole generation's a little different. They're like, you know, you just get out there because so many parents they're just so supportive and help them through everything. That maybe that also instills some confidence to go out there and pursue things.
Maybe. I always thought it would make them weak.
But then again, she's a strong-willed girl.
She has always been very strong-willed. So
maybe it has nothing to do
with it. I can see her taking it on herself.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess I can buy that. But it'll be a conversation, multiple conversations I'm sure we have over the next couple of years, since she's got a couple of years left.
Yes. But I'm sure of it.
She's definitely a big picture kid. She's always looking at, I mean, she's vegan now, and she's...
And that's killing me over here. It's hard to prepare any meals in this house. We've got Sean over here. It's gluten-free. She's a vegan. And myself and our son, Gavin, we're the normal ones in the house that eat about anything. So a lot of stir-fry and tofu for that one.
Yeah, it's... The kitchen's always busy. Lots of Chipotle.
Yeah, she loves Chipotle.
Yeah.
What else she's is going to also be, possibly she's into cheerleading, so she'll have an opportunity to cheer at the Holiday Bowl after Christmas.
San Diego.
And that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
That'll be something fun to look forward to. San Diego's one of my favorite places. Anything along the coastline is one of my favorite places. So that'll work. That'll be great. Great opportunity for her. She's very adventurous. I know she's going to love it.
Yeah. She likes to perform. I mean, she's always been that more of the ham, which is exactly why I had originally chosen her to be the episode one podcast, because she's such a talker. I could probably ask two questions and just let her go.
Right. I'm not the ham. Let's make that very clear.
Neither am I.
Just kind of laid back, ask me a few questions. Life's good.
I say neither am I, but I am the one that chose to do a podcast. Nobody's putting a gun to my head making me do a podcast. But I really got into podcasts over the last few months, and I thought, you know what? All those guys are doing just sitting around shooting the shit. I can do that. I do that all the time. I thought it would be fun.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you and your daughter have a lot in common.
So... I think that will, once we get, you know, once I figure out how this all works and how to get to draw questions out of people or draw answers out of people and get them to talk about stuff, talk about themselves. It's always weird talking about yourself, but Tanya's shaking her head yes.
Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah. And I just sprung it on her a few minutes ago that we were going to do a podcast. I said, hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah, you just mentioned a few minutes ago it's an hour long. I thought it was 30 minutes. How did I get sucker into this deal?
Uh-huh. Shooting for an hour. We'll see how it ends up.
I'm going to need a stiff drink after about 20 minutes of this.
We're at 20 minutes right now.
Oh, nice.
Time for a stiff drink.
All right, tipsy bartender, go do your thing.
Yeah, no kidding. We can always pause it and do that.
Yeah, that's an idea. I'm all for that.
I'm recording now. We're back on.
No, you're
Hi,
not.
I am too.
That was crazy.
So we had to take a little break. Tanya, when I said hour, Tanya's jaw hit the floor. And she said, I need a stiff drink. So lesson one from podcast one is adult interviewees are going to have
get lots of alcohol.
Are going to get liquored up before the podcast recording starts.
Whoop, whoop.
Especially ones that are on vacation.
Yeah, I had to be told to do something today. I didn't care for that much.
You had to be told to do something?
I had to do a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
You were graciously requested to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And your participation is appreciated.
And I get a shopping spree, so hey.
Whoa.
Doesn't hurt to renegotiate our deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It does hurt. It hurts a lot. Seems like that's all. That's one of the downsides to having a wife that's on vacation a lot is there's not a lot to do but spend money when you got downtime.
Oh, there's television shows you can catch up on too. So that's not too expensive. You just have to make sure the house is AC's on.
And that's in freaking Bakersfield. That's
it's an arm and leg.
That's a costly endeavor in itself.
Taking out a second mortgage.
In June and. Right now, we're in basically the first week of June, and this week is the hottest we've had this year, and it's already miserable.
We went to some graduation parties, and we just died in the sun.
I think I hit 107 yesterday.
Yeah.
It's 103 today, this afternoon.
It was crazy. They did their best. They had the shaved ice machine out and pina coladas served up. And
there's just not a lot you can do when it's that hot. It's miserable. Nope. Yeah, they you can... What's that saying? You can't polish a turd, and that's this heat makes it a turd.
Yep, I guess that's it.
And that's so. With the Tony gave me a funny look when I used that one of my
How about shits and giggles, Sean?
One of my terms.
This is the worst.
So,
shits and giggles.
That is one thing you'll find with these podcasts is I'll use some goofy terms and Tanya will give me some strange look.
Are they outdated?
Maybe, but that's just the way it is.
Is that why you have a few gray hairs on your head?
Whoa. That's why we're doing this as an audio podcast and not a video, YouTube video. I've got a face for radio is what they say.
That explains it.
So, podcasting.
Are you enjoying yourself, Sean?
So far, I mean, we're learning. We're learning. It took me a long time just to figure out the audio part of this. The podcast itself, and I may eventually do a podcast on how to podcast like everybody else does, but trying to keep it on a budget and really not spend any money. The majority of the money I've spent so far has been in equipment. A couple microphones, a mixer, a microphone stand, pop filters and stuff like that. The two mics I bought are Samson mics, and they came with headphones. So, for the most part, that stuff's been minimal. I wasn't striving to have studio quality audio, but I've learned a lot. I found out that most regular computers can't record two inputs, like two mics at the same time, or at least I can figure out how to do it.
Took over my Mac.
Well, I did to try it out, and I figured it out on that, but I knew that was a short-term solution, so I figured I better figure it out on my computer. So I'm actually running Linux on this laptop that I'm recording this on, and I went in and got a little eight-channel USB mixer that I've played around with a little bit. I still haven't figured out how to get the monitor feed back to the headphones. I'm sure I can do it in the mixer. I just haven't figured it out yet. I think I need some adapters for the headphone plugs, but so that's kind of where I'm at. I'm just watching it on the program, and I'm actually using free software. I'm using Audacity for the recording software. And so all
that. He's a resourceful guy.
I'm cheap. Resourceful is one word. Cheap is another.
Like he said, we got one in college.
So I'm trying to keep it really on a budget, and I did everything I could to actually do the hosting and everything else as cheap as possible. Free, actually, cheap isn't even the word. Free is what I've been striving for. The only thing I've really paid for is the domain name, imnotkevin.com, through WordPress, and I'm using the free version of WordPress. At this point, because I'm not hosting the audio on the WordPress. I'm hosting audio on archive.com.
That's the background.
And all that is just blowing my mind. I'm kind of a techie guy, but that whole process of getting it up on the web and then getting it back to the WordPress blog and then getting it submitted to iTunes. You can find us on iTunes. You can also find us on Google Play. Getting it submitted to both of those services has been a learning adventure, and just all the kind of the intermediaries in between. I didn't realize that Google has a service called FeedBurner, and that's one way you can help you get it done, and that helped me a lot. And there's lots of tutorials out there. I mean, I've used just a number of sources, and once I do a podcast on how to do a podcast, I'll probably cite some of those sources, but it's lots of Google searches and...
Yeah, you're pretty relentless.
Yeah, I'm kind of obsessive. Maybe that's the word, relentless.
Yep, that's a real good word.
But it was just one of those things. It was like a challenge, just kind of a personal challenge, and I wanted to do it, and I had to do it, so I did it.
Sweet.
So this is...
First episode.
Episode number one, 27 minutes in. I think we might go 30 or 35 minutes or something like that before Tanya starts throwing stuff at me.
Yep.
Next time I'll get her liquored up. And she'll
nice.
Be, then she'll be, either she'll fall asleep or she'll talk my ear off and we'll have lots of recording.
Yeah, he'll keep giving me facial expressions like that wasn't necessary.
I'll have to edit that out. Yep, I'll have to edit that out.
I'll say, be careful what you wish for.
And then if she falls asleep, then I'll just record her
snoring
on the couch. So, once I get this cleaned up and posted on the WordPress, on the website, hopefully we get some people to download it and talk about it and listen to it. And I would really appreciate comments and questions, things you want to hear about, but then also comments of how things can go better. Be nice, please. But I do like honesty. I'm sensitive. Just kidding. But subscribe, because I only expect it to get better. If I can get some people listening and make it actually worthwhile. I think family will listen, because it's mostly going to be family interviews that in the beginning here. I'm sure family will listen to some degree. Not all the family is tech savvy, but we'll get them there.
And it's great memories for the future.
Yeah.
To listen back on. This is awesome.
Definitely one of the ideas is to have something that our kids and grandkids can kind of hear my parents and Tanya's parents just tell their life story in their own words and their own voice. I think it's just amazing that we have that ability now. My dad's kind of a genealogy buff, on the side.
Know a lot about the history of his family.
He feeds me a lot of, over the years, he's given me a lot of details of our family coming from Germany and things like that, and where they wound up in North Dakota. And just, he talks about all these people like I'm supposed to know them. And because I'm just looking at pieces of paper or a digital screenshot on the computer, it doesn't have the same impact. If I was to hear those people tell about their story, I think it would mean a ton more. So it's kind of what drove the idea originally. Was
that's well said.
Yeah. So that's what we're hoping to do. But do look forward to hearing questions of things you want to hear, things you think would be interesting. I think for the most part, any topic is probably somewhat welcome. Obviously, we'll try to keep some personal stuff personal, and other stuff is public, but
I can already think of some great topics for the kids. Gavin would love to share about guns, and McKenna would love to share about Justin Bieber. would just be and they can go an hour on each of them, can go an hour on that.
So I love guns, but I don't think Justin Bieber's gonna make it on the podcast.
Okay.
She's got
other topics to share on.
Yeah, like I said, I look forward to doing McKenna's podcast, because just because she's just a talker, and she's fun and funny and comical, and she's kind of designed for this kind of stuff. But
remember, she was born a redhead.
Yep. But the topics that she's going to want to talk about are going to be a little painful, I think, for Dad, just talking about Justin Bieber and what music is she listening to right now.
It depends on what kind of questions you ask her.
True. I might have to do more prepping on that than I already have,
because she'll be honest.
She will definitely be honest. There's a little filter with McKenna.
That's right.
Which is good.
Yeah, she's tough. She brings a lot of laughter to the house.
Yeah, but I keep telling her she has these jokes. She just kind of spits them out, and I keep telling her, just write. Are you writing them down? You need to write them down.
Yeah, she can make a great comedy act out of that.
So I've got a buddy that's a comic, kind of part time comic, and he's been around her a little bit, and they kind of get each other, I think, in that sense that
mm-hmm.
they get the idea.
They can play on words pretty well with one another.
Yeah. So I'm sure I'll have Keith in some point on the podcast, and he'll probably take the podcast over, and I'll just ask.
Oh, that'd be fabulous.
I'll probably just say, welcome to the podcast, and then let him rip.
Yeah, he's on a radio show already.
Yep, he hosts a morning show, a local Christian radio station in town. KAXL, I believe, is the call letters. Keith and John and Keith in the morning. I think he's there from 6 to 9, something like that.
Right.
So he basically they for the most part they play music, but then they do topical stuff and bring some Christian values into it. And he does a lot of his basis is the weather and traffic, because it's commute time for Bakersfield.
Well, that's a shame, because he can really expound on a lot of other ideas.
He gets his stuff in there. He gets
that's
his little moments.
Great.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
He's entertaining. So I'm sure I'll have him on at some point, and maybe even his wife Gail in at some point, just to kind of tell her life story. And
that'd be great. She's a fun one too.
Yep. I got lots of ideas on who I'd like to have into the podcast. I got to get the craft down a little bit. So Tanya's my guinea pig. McKenna will be my second guinea pig, probably.
You get Gavin going. He'll be great, too.
Yeah, Gavin. So our boy is a a hunt, fishing, outdoorsman.
Enthusiast.
Extraordinaire. Yeah. And he loves to hunt and fish and get him talking about guns. He likes the history of guns. He likes the history of pretty much everything.
And even current.
Yeah.
Laws and what's going on.
Yep, yep. So I'm sure we'll get into that stuff with him and just the rest of the family. I've already planted the seeds in family members, and many of them have expressed interest, so I think that'll be fun. Again, I got to get this hardware and the software and all that stuff down and get some just the editing portion down, and that's kind of why I wanted this podcast to go an hour, just so I have some, I got a good chunk of data or audio to play with and see how hard it is, because most podcasts run about an hour. Some are shorter, some are 15, 20, 30 minutes, but well, it's kind of
hard. I think 30 is good.
It's because you don't like to talk.
I don't like to just be told, hey, just think about something, talk about.
But I guess I kind of, at the same time, wanted to do it natural.
Yeah,
I'm not a big. True. I listen to some podcasts, and not to bash any podcasts, but I listen to some podcasts, and they're very scripted, or they're. It's almost like somebody's reading something, and I really didn't want that. My favorite podcast, my personal favorite podcasts, are very conversational. You could tell there are things that they want to get off. You know, they want to talk about. There's some certain topics that they do want to talk about, but oftentimes they just ramble, kind of like we're doing. I mean, we went from telling life stories or life history to talking about kids and talking about just whatever, getting off topic and just talking about what's really on our mind and what we feel like talking about. So those are my favorites. I kind of wanted to model mine after those just to have some freedom. And
Sean and I share a great interest in it's football. But unfortunately, we don't get to see our son play football any longer because it was his senior year and he decided not to play in college. So
just hard for dad.
Yep, hard for me too.
But we get to go to the game still because McKenna's a cheerleader, so we'll still be watching the Centennial Golden Hawks play for another couple of years, Friday nights.
Yep.
But not having a kid playing, I mean, he just, you know, he had a really good season senior year,
I think.
Great season. And that may be part of why he doesn't want to play. It was probably I think he said it's his favorite year. It was his favorite year playing of all the years he's played.
Of course, it was fabulous.
And he had a really good season, and he stayed healthy for the most part. He didn't get hurt. He got hurt the year before. And he got a lot of playing time this year versus last year. And I think maybe he wanted to go out on a high note.
Yeah,
I don't know if he actually thought that through that way, but I'm thinking that might have been.
He almost didn't play his senior year.
Yeah.
So because the year before his junior year was disappointing.
He damn near quit his junior year.
Right.
He just didn't.
He just kept sticking it out because sometimes if you just stick it out and take the long haul, it pays off.
And it did for him. I mean,
it sure did.
He stuck it out, and then he also put in a ton of work in the off season camps and speed and agility camps, things like that, and hit the weights real hard, and it definitely helped. And he's just a hardworking kid.
I mean, he is. There's no laziness in him.
Yep. So I think maybe he just wanted to go out on a high note. He has the ability to get on at the JC College here in town. I'm sure he could get on if he wanted to, but he elected not to, and you know, that's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't have to like it, but
yeah, you know, when they turn 18, they can make some of their own decisions, and that's kind of hard, but you have to step aside sometimes.
Let it roll.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But we're still fans. We're still big football. I mean, from the junior call or the junior football leagues. I mean, I coached for a long time when Gavin played, and even after Gavin played. So I still somewhat keep up to speed a little bit on what's going on at that level. But then the high school level, really in tune. Obviously, the last couple of years, last 4 years, watching Gavin play, and so knowing what's going on local football up and down the San Joaquin Valley, and then college football. Go Ducks.
Go USC.
Yeah. When you're rooting for local teams, you got to go for USC. When you're rooting for my favorite is the Oregon Ducks, but they're a long way from Bakersfield. And then obviously the pro level. Go Bears.
Yeah, go Bears and the Raiders.
So we've got a few local boys playing at the professional level. So I've hated the Raiders all my life, but because Derek Carr is from Bakersfield and is quarterback up there, we do try to watch him play and our fans. So you'll hear it's just weird, really weird hearing "Go Raiders" in our house. Even seeing a Raiders game on TV.
Kind of awkward at first, but not anymore. But, you just find number four and you just root them on.
Yep. So, and then, like Tony mentioned, the USC. So, Cody Kessler just signed with the Cleveland Browns in the draft, and he's going to be out there. So, Cody actually went to the high school that our kids go to and played there and was just an animal.
We support our homegrown.
Yep. And then we've also got, Tawny's out of wine.
I'm out of wine. You know what that means.
Sean's got to go get wine. She's stuck. I've got her trapped on the chair.
You're not
going to
believe the concoction. So this is a tripod and this arm and this whatever. It's interesting. So, yeah, bittersweet. Our son isn't playing football any longer, but. And who else would we root for? Well, locally, I mean, Liberty did really well in their divisional playoffs, and so did Ridgeview, another high school locally. I don't know, professional level. I was really rooting for Broncos because of Peyton Manning, but he's just retired, so we had the honor to get to go see him. He came to Bakersfield to support our hospice.
Hoffman Hospice. Tanya's wind up now, so she can recover.
Attention, everybody! I'm wind up.
Maybe I'll edit that out. Maybe I won't. That might be my opening.
Oh.
I might make that. I might isolate that. Now she's talking trash to me. Mm.
Well deserved trash.
John's messy.
Very messy.
Hoffman Hospice is a local hospice organization in town, and my sister-in-law works there, and they do a Voices of Inspiration benefit dinner once a year, and they usually bring in some celebrity or just somebody of note, right?
Duck Dynasty, they had them last year.
The Dynasty Boys. They had...
I'm trying to remember the year before. I don't remember.
They had...
What was really nice is Peyton Manning and his father and his older brother were there, too, up on the stage. And it was just...
And that was unexpected,
great.
Right?
Yeah,
it was unexpected. They had scheduled Peyton to be there this year, and then...
It was awesome.
Yeah, they had the surprise for us. It was pretty neat. And the older brother, not so.
But he is hilarious. He had the best personality, so I'm glad that he brought him.
What's his name?
His dad is Archie, and I don't remember. Oldest brother.
So it wasn't Eli from the Giants.
No, that's
it
the younger.
It was the older brother, the one that didn't play in the NFL. He kind of acted as the interviewer of mm-hmm. Peyton and Archie. So they kind of, it was kind of a neat setting. So it was kind of cool to see him. Tawny's been Tawny grew up a Colts fan from her dad. And so she became a pretty big Peyton Manning fan while he was there. And then
our son is still a Colts fan.
Yep, because of Tawny's dad. And
it's getting dark.
It is getting dark. So she followed him to the Broncos. So she's kind of a closet Broncos fan. Obviously he retired this year, but
how often does Chicago Bears do anything? It's been a while.
Well, I got to go there.
So you got to support somebody. So which would you like me to root for, the Broncos or the Raiders?
So we're trying to remember who's been the host or the guest of honor at the speakers, I guess, at the Voices of Inspiration. Michael J. Fox was 2014. Mm. Duck Dynasty was 2013.
2013.
Tim Debo was 2012. Marcus Luttrell.
Oh, that's right.
Marcus Luttrell was 2011. I wish I would have known that.
Wow, that's awesome.
And Lou Holtz from, he's ESPN now, but he was a coach for Notre Dame for many years.
Oh, okay.
Great coach, great guy. But they've been doing it for, I think it goes back to the 90s, where they were doing it. I don't know if they were doing it every year, but I think it looks like, looking at their website, it looks like about 1995 they started doing it. And they've had a little bit of everybody come to it. So it's got quite a history. And it's a big event. They do live auctions and raffles and everything else.
It's a wonderful event.
So they've got a really, really nice facility, south end of town, Bakersfield, where they actually will house people that can't afford their own in-house care.
And that's outside of the norm. Yeah. Most hospice organizations don't do that.
It's a great organization.
A lot of local support, too.
Yep. So shout out to Hoffman Hospice.
Yep. What's next?
What's next?
I brought up football.
You did bring up football while I was pouring wine.
It's your turn.
What else?
What's the next topic?
What are you drinking?
White Zinfandel. It's a little too sweet. I'd rather have a rich red. I don't know. Maybe a Cab or a Pinot.
So, we are red wine drinkers at our house for the most part. White Zinfandel just happened to be in the wine fridge. And
so our last trip to Paso Robles, we had a little red wine. And what else? We went to a concert.
Oh, that was our last trip there, wasn't it? We haven't been there since.
No, we haven't.
Oh, geez. So
Sean was a kick in the pants. He was a good time.
So that was a low blow, Tanya.
As long as we can go.
So where we live in Bakersfield, about an hour and a half drive, you've got wine country. You've got central coast, basically wine country, past Robles and the coastal area there. Tons and tons and tons of winery. One of the wineries there is called Vina Robles. We've been members of. They actually have an amphitheater, and they bring in quite a few decent name acts. It's not a really big place. It's not a huge venue, but it's decent size. It sits outside. It's really, really nice. And we went to a concert there with my brother and his wife last year. And who was it?
It was Tears for Fears.
So we went back to the 80s. So the first concert we go to there, Tanya got to pick who we went to see. I really wasn't looking forward to it. So
it was great.
Yeah. So
Sean got very vocal.
I was there mainly for the wine. And
yeah. Yeah. And once he hit that, then
yeah, I got a little. I figured I wasn't gonna.
He blended in with the crowd.
I figured I wasn't gonna have a good time listening to the music or the band, so I would make myself a good time, and I did.
Yeah, he did.
So it was a good time. We had fun. We need to go back there.
Now everyone's curious what you did.
I didn't do anything. I just had a good time.
You just yelled out "Tears for Fears."
I became the Uber fan. I became the Uber fan of Tears for Fears.
The Uber fan.
You know, like super fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was high-fiving people and screaming Tears for Fears and whatnot.
I think most people thought it was great. There was a couple. I was like, is he all right?
They want to know what the
Give
hell is wrong
looks
with this
like.
Guy.
Is he going to be able to walk out of here?
And I was, just barely.
Yep.
But great venue. Vina Robles and the sound.
Served up dinner. It was delicious.
Paso Robles. Pretty good wine there. I mean, they generally have, most of their wines are pretty good. Again, we're, for the most part, red wine drinkers, and their red wines are pretty good. It's a big company, I think. I mean, it's a huge place. The winery itself is huge. And
I thought they had guest houses there, too.
I think they do.
Or some type of a small...
But it's a really nice place. They've done it up. It's not that old, I don't think, and they built it really well, and it's really classy looking, and just a nice place to be. The venue is super nice. Sound system's really good.
Oh, it's great.
Comfortable seats. I mean, there's really not much you can ask for. And being members, we actually had an opportunity to go in a different entrance, kind of the VIP entrance. And like Tanya said, buy dinner and buy wine at member prices, I think.
Right.
And so it was kind of nice. And then just enter the venue from the area that we were eating at. So it was nice. It's a good time, but we're definitely going to have to do it again. We just got to find a concert that's worthy.
Right.
More worthy than Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law likes country, and so I think she's recommended a couple country concerts, and I've dodged those bullets because I'm not a big country fan. But
speaking of, today a friend of mine mentioned in Vegas that Garth Brooks is worth seeing. But we don't have very many country folks in our family, so not sure about that. We have a Vegas trip coming up into June. I got shot down on J-Lo.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
So,
country, not too many country. So, being from Bakersfield, there's, I think, an automatic assumption that...
Well, who's from here, Sean?
Well, do I have to explain that to everybody? Just kidding. Bakersfield.
Home. It's an hour podcast.
We're at 50 minutes almost. Country, I mean, country, what they call Bakersfield, West Nashville or something like that. Buck Owens, born and raised here. Merle Haggard, born and raised here. Those are probably the two biggest ones. But there's a number of local artists that came out of country music scene out of Bakersfield. So lots of country in the heritage and history of Bakersfield. So a lot of people in Bakersfield are country fans. And I'm just not one of them. When I think of Bakersfield artists, I immediately think of Korn.
So yeah.
That's probably where I would go first.
I can appreciate a few. I like Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain when she was big, but there's not very many that I can really connect with.
And as I mentioned, our son is a outdoorsman.
He's a country
He likes
boy.
The country music. And I don't know if that's when I was in high school, I listened to rap, maybe just to spite my dad because he didn't like it and he hated it. Maybe Gavin listens to country music to spite me. I don't know. But he does. He likes it.
That's a good philosophy.
He's a cowboy boot wearing, belt buckle wearing kind of a kid, which of all things, I would much rather him act like that than
the baggy pants.
Yeah. He can be much worse, I'm sure. So, nothing wrong with that. I just prefer not to have to hear it all the time. It's not my thing.
Well, fortunately, you don't ride in his Jeep all the time. So
I do not ride in his Jeep all the time. So you mentioned Vegas. Looking forward to that. Looks like
me too.
My brother and his sister. My brother and his wife are going with us, and then possibly a couple other friends. I'm going to go over, and we went last year. Had a freaking outstanding time.
It was awesome.
I'm actually a little worried about this trip because I had such a good time last time. I have really high expectations. And I feel like Red Bull
and a little vodka get you till 3 a.m.
I don't have a problem with that. The problem, I feel like we had such a good time. I'm going to have a piss poor time this time. I'm going to jinx it or something.
Don't be negative.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
I'm sure we'll have a good time.
It'll be good. It's Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have fun. I'd like to catch a couple shows. Last year we saw Absinthe, which was outstanding.
Outstanding.
It was not not for the faint of heart. It was not not for the prudish types, for sure.
It was raunchy.
It was pretty raunchy.
I mean, it wasn't, when I say raunchy, some people think Vegas maybe like real sexual. They take their clothes. There was nothing about taking the clothes off. It was actually
more references and
A lot of comments. And it was like under the big tent. It was like a circus theme. And it was really a phenomenal show.
It was. It's at Caesars.
I mean, we were rolling the entire time. It's well worth the money.
The one thing I didn't like, and we got lucky, was the seating is designed kind of in a circle. All the chairs are basically in a circle. And they're basically card table chairs, folding chairs, and they're zip tied together. So you're basically right on top of whoever's next to you. And if you've got broad shoulders or a broad tail end or both, it can get pretty uncomfortable, I think.
Right.
We got real lucky. A group of people that came in and sat basically right down next to us, because they just shuffle you in. They just kind of funnel you into the place.
We got a perfect spot.
Yeah. They sat down, and we were all uncomfortable. And then all of a sudden, and I don't know if their group, they had one more in their group or something, or if they upgraded. I don't know what happened, but they took those people away. And nobody filled those seats because everybody was already in the place. So we got to spread out a little bit, which is really nice. Because I think it would have been a long show had we been as tight as we were when we first sat down. So just a word of caution, if you do get tickets, it might be worth upgrading and getting some of the individual tickets, because I think there's some seating in the back that was maybe for two or four people. It seems like I remember some just kind of individual seats.
We were a little closer to the front, and I did enjoy that.
Yeah, it was a great show.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
It was very well written.
Yep. Really fun the whole mm-hmm. time. So looking forward to seeing some, I know we won't go to that again, but something I've been, Jeff and I have been talking about, a comedy show. I'd never been to a comedy club. I'd like to go to just a comedy club and see some up-and-coming comics do their thing and maybe catch somebody that's...
Carrot Top's going to be there.
Carrot Top's always there. And Carrot Top is funny. I mean, he's not the...
I'm not sure if that's who I would go
see. He's not the Carrot Top that we remember when we were young. He's different.
I'm sure he's different. He's probably grown up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. You know who else is playing there? Andrew Dice Clay.
I don't know, I appreciate that, I guess.
Andrew Dice Clay...
He's pretty raunchy, though.
Andrew Dice Clay can be very raunchy.
Maybe not.
And I've heard a couple of podcasts with him
but
on
I
it.
I have to have substance. It's like you can't throw the F-bomb like 500 times in three sentences and think that it's really going to be funny. I can't, I'm not sold on that.
You'd probably have to listen to some of his newer stuff to kind of get a feel of whether or not you can handle it or not.
Probably.
Because I've heard, I mean, it's definitely a shtick with him. I didn't know that. I just thought he was just a genuine jerk before. Mm-hmm. But I've heard him on a couple podcasts, specifically Joe Rogan's podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of my favorites. And Dice is he's a pretty genuine guy. When he gets talking, I mean he's crude. And
yeah,
but if
he's a genuine guy on somebody else's podcast, what's he going to be like on stand-up?
On stand-up,
there might be totally different.
It is totally different. But I don't know how. I don't know if it's the same as it was 20 years ago when he first got big. And I just don't know if he's still. I haven't heard any of his new stuff, so I think we probably need to catch it and see because he was playing there that weekend. And Brad Garrett has a comedy club in the. I don't remember where it's at, but he has a comedy club in one of the casinos. And he has comics in there all the time, and there's also the Laugh Factory. So there's lots of
should check that out.
Comedy in town, so I'd like to.
And some of the websites, when you check them out, they rate.
Right.
There's a rating system that they have in place, which I don't know how accurate it is, to where you, because, you know, when you go, you're just not sure, is this person really that funny? And maybe that rating system will help influence us to what we should probably go see.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I kind of want to go, I mean, because there isn't anybody big playing other than the two I mentioned that weekend that we're going to be there. But a lot of comics just show up at some of those places, like the Comedy Club or the Laugh Factory or Brad Garrett's place. They just show up and they say, I want to get a set in. And they practice there. So they do it in L.A. a lot. I know, like at the what's it called? The Comedy Store. A lot of those, mm-hmm. a lot of the bigger comics just hang out there. They just come in during the week and just do a set just to practice
cool.
new material and stuff like
Actually,
that.
Actually, Joe Rogan a while back, he's off the hook on a few of his stand-ups.
Yeah, and that was some of his older stuff.
That was older stuff, but yeah. Wow.
He's pretty intense. He's pretty intense, too.
He is so intense, but at the same time, captivating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he
mm-hmm.
really draws you in because he's so intense and... If the intensity is right, I'm good with it.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Rogan's very entertaining. I mean, he, like I said, he's one of my favorite podcasts, and he's one of those guys that's really intelligent and really knowledgeable about a lot of different topics. You know, and I don't always agree with what he's talking about, but he at least makes most stuff interesting.
Right.
You know, I mean, he ranges anywhere from friggin', you know, MMA to comedy to acting to psychedelic drugs to bow hunting.
Wow.
Which,
right.
You know, a lot of, you know, just there's a ton of different stuff. So I'm sitting here doing a podcast commercial while on my podcast. I should probably be promoting my own podcast, but
you should be getting close to an hour too.
Joe Rogan's pretty entertaining. So yeah, we are getting close to an hour.
Are we?
We are.
Nice.
Got rolling.
It got better after about 30-35 minutes.
Yeah, just started getting relaxed.
And two glasses of wine.
I'm not drinking any wine. I'm just that good.
I'm sure you'll slip here and there.
I'm sure I will. So that's the podcast, I think, in a nutshell. I think we'll start wrapping it up. The inaugural I'm Not Kevin podcast. with lots of opportunity to grow, I'm sure. I'm sure you're hearing it in the on the receiving end. And I'm taking mental notes now. I should have probably had a notepad and pencil.
And you're not drinking.
And I'm not drinking. I just can't talk as it is. So lots to learn. Please don't be discouraged about how bad this one was. I hope
it was great.
I plan on it getting better. I just hope it gets really good. And I can't keep doing it if I don't have people listening. So please subscribe. Please rate it on iTunes and Google Play, and let us know what you think.
We have an awesome one coming up. McKenna will you guys will be sold once you listen to her.
She should be entertaining. So thank you to Tanya for sitting in a pinch and not beating me up too bad.
It was my pleasure once you opened up the bottle of wine.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I love you, baby.
Love you too.
All right. We're out.